WSHM 738. Get a copy. This is WRWB 49. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 49. Traffic going a little slow this morning. Wet roads. You said wet roads? Yeah, wet roads. Traffic going a little slow this morning. Okay. Yeah, I can see it looks a little wet out there. I'm looking through my windows right now. I think it's just a little bit come through the morning hours, whenever it did, but I think the bulk of the rain is later today. No, okay. What time you gotta get going this morning? Around 8 o'clock. I gotta get moving here. Oh, you got some time? Yeah, so it's about 13 minutes to 6. You get a little more coffee time than I do this morning. I do, but, you know, I've been lately just drinking one cup per day, just cutting back on it. I don't know, for some reason, I'm just not having the urge to, you know, drink more than one. Yeah, all right. Well, might not be your cup of tea, or in this case, your cup of coffee. Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's another thing, you know, I find myself drinking more unsweetened iced tea than I do coffee. For some reason, you know, I pretty much cut out pop. I mean, every once in a while I'll drink a pop, but that's very rarely, you know, so I've just been sticking to just, you know, one cup of coffee and then unsweetened iced tea or water. That's it.
Yeah, that's a big one for me, unsweetened iced tea, so, you know, in the morning, of course, probably two cups of coffee. I pretty much don't drink it at work, but just first thing in the morning, to tell you the truth, I probably don't even need that.
Yeah, I just either buy a, you know, thing of Pure Leaf or, what's that other one, Gold Peak? And that's about it.
There you go. So it is what it is. I was never really, let me make sure I got it here. I was never really a big pop drinker. I mean, I went through spurts of that through the years, but for the longest time I had cut that out. And just went to water and milk. Those are my two favorites.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the reason why I cut out pop is because of the issues I was having, you know, with lower back pain. And I'm like, no, you know what? Yeah, the sugars were messing me up. Then on top of that, you know, my saliva glands would get swollen. I get stoned, and that that was another issue. So I'm just like, you know what? Just cut that out pretty much altogether. I mean, now every now and then I will get a, you know, a pop here and there, but it's very rarely.
Yeah, this stuff's not very healthy for you. I mean, it's loaded with sugar, right? Mountain Dew, probably one of the worst ones.
Yeah, that one there, I think, you know, you drink too much of that, it'll cause you to have, like, a stomach ulcer. Like, it erodes away your stomach.
Yeah, well, there you go, so... There you go, but I've been working the heck out of that grill since I fixed it Saturday, went and got the parts for it, and I've been, like, firing that thing up almost every night.
Well, there you go. Yep, I got mine going for the season. It's all working, no cobwebs in it, no orifices clogged, none of that stuff.
I just had the igniter go bad. I mean, I think I looked at the bill. I bought it in 2013. So, you know, I think they cover all their parts for 10 years, but unfortunately it's 12 years old, so no big deal. $50, you get the new spark plugs and igniter. Not that I needed the spark plugs, I just needed the module that creates the spark, so... And keep the other things for spare parts if I ever need them.
Yeah, copy.
Kind of a special one, but they had the OEM part, and it's got four leads because there's four burners. There's three main burners, and then a fourth one that's a searing station. And then there's a side burner, which I never use, and it has its own igniter, so henceforth the four-stage igniter, the one you mainly use with the big button in front, so that works like a charm now, so. And it's pretty easy to get two screws lowered. You were able to lower or move the lower panel and get right to the darn thing, so, and one nut held it in place, so. And four quick connects for the igniter output, so pretty easy to deal with.
No, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, hey, if you get a chance, give me a call this morning. I'm going to get off of here and pay attention to traffic. It's not so bad, even though the roads are just a little wet. Not like a lot of rain coming down or anything. It's whatever moved through a little bit ago. Just dealing with wet roads, that's all. Well, as I speak, there's a little more rain coming down now, so. Jinxed it. All right, we'll talk to you in a bit, Mike. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, there. We'll catch you in a little bit here. This is WRWB. 49 and we'll be standing by.
WFF330 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Copy that, 993 WSID 817.
Good morning, 817 WSBM 993.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning? I'm just relaxing, having my cup of coffee. I'm going to start work here in a few minutes.
Roger that. Yep, just getting my day started. Not doing anything too special today. Got to take my friend to work in a little while. But other than that, that's about it, really.
Yeah, I'm looking to stay dry today, but I think the grass needs to be cut again, but I'm going to have to wait for it to dry out. Not much planned today. Might take another walk.
Copy that, for sure. What was your first name again? I'm sorry. My name is Chad, by the way.
Hi, Chad. My name is Mike.
Copy that, Mike. And you said you're over in Saginaw Township, I believe, is where you said yesterday, I believe, correct?
Yep, that's right. I'm over on by Center Road in Saginaw Township, so I'm not too far away from you either.
After that, yeah, I'm in Saginaw too. I'm over by Wheeler in Michigan area, down by like Self Serve Lumber over in that area in the city.
Yep, very cool. I'm like Center and Shattuck is probably the closest intersection to where I currently am, and I live close by there too. I can break.
Yeah, copy that. I hear you. I think that was you yesterday that said your friend there or whatever was going to be on GMRS radio too as well. She was getting her call sign or whatever as well. But that was you, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I have a friend that lives close by. We volunteer at the shelter together. I'm interested in radio, just interested in, whatever I'm doing sometimes. So, I'm setting her up with a call sign, and we'll probably get her out on the air soon.
Copy that. You said you guys work at a shelter together, you said?
Just volunteer there. I go there on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays in the morning for a couple hours and walk the dogs, give them attention and whatnot. Just kind of, try to decompress them a bit.
Copy that. Yeah, they definitely can use that, for sure. No doubt. For sure. Definitely. But, alright, yeah, Mike, sounds good, man. Thanks for reaching out this morning. We'll definitely do it again. I'm going to head to my destination here right now, and we'll definitely be back on the monitoring side, and we'll probably talk with you maybe a little bit later on or whatever. You take care and enjoy your day. Try to stay dry, and we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yep, have a good day, 993, WSID 817 out.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
Good morning, 202, WSBM 993.
Good morning, Chad, this is Scott down here in Rural Shore, just reaching out, say good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, my friend. Hope all is well. Enjoy your day. Try to stay dry out there. Safe travels if you're on the road. You have yourself a great day as well. WSBM 993 Mobile, monitoring and clear.
You also take care and be safe. WSBU 202, clear. WSBU 202. WRZP 544.
about that. That's what happens when you drop the radio on the floor, which be saying Knuckle Alpha 848. Clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRWR 357.
WSUI 438. WRXD 901. WSUI 438. WSUI 438, listening.
WSHW
556
monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring. WSGH 922 WSBM 993, good morning to you.
Greg.
Hey, good morning, Chad 993.
Yeah, I heard you, and I just wanted to jump in and say good morning to you. Hope all goes well. Hope your day goes well. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
Roger that. Same to you, Chad. Hopefully you drive safe out there. Have a good day. WSGH 992 clear.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. No contact, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, clear and monitor.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. Jack, are you by the frequency? No contact, WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WIUG 488. Go ahead, Bob. Good morning.
Morning, Jack. I'm sure what's going on. As you know, I picked up this new UV-32 Bofang here, programmed it. I checked it against, I know, a good working radio. It sounds like the repeater up here is chirping. Folks keep coming in and out, so I checked my programming. I'm not sure whether it's me or the repeater. Roger.
That radio you have there, handheld?
Yeah, I caught like of that, so it's might be the repeater. So just curious. All right, my brother, I wanted to make sure I didn't do anything wrong in my program. So we'll try again here later, Jack. You have a good day. WRZP 544, clear. On board.
Is that a repeater on 675 where you at? Is that what you're saying? Or the radio? Which one is it?
I'm sorry, Jack. I only catch bits and pieces. As I said, not sure if it's chirping, dropping out, what the repeater's doing. The local repeater here, the Sheboygan, which isn't on MIA, seems to be doing just fine. So not sure, again, if it's me or the repeater. So I'll go ahead and stay off the network here, Jack, till we figure it out. Have a good one. WRZP 544. Clear.
Bob, just let me know what's going on out there. We'll tell you what to do anyhow. And I'm sure 100% you know what to do anyhow. Take care, Bob. WIUG 48.
Station 488. Station 488, WSGH 922.
922, go ahead. Station 922, WIUG 488.
We missed you this morning on the morning brew.
Yeah, I called it twice. They didn't hear me, and at the end they heard me and they said, where are you from? Then I got to hang up because it was too late. It was a little bit after 9. Then I called back. I said, my name is Jack. I'm from Rochester Hills and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah, I was on there probably about 7:30 or so. Yeah, so I was looking for you, but I didn't see you.
You know what? I don't know what I guess they had a problem with the communication.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, I checked in. Did my spiel and then turned it off.
I did call 3 times, but at the end they got me, I guess at the end that's what they said. I was going to tell them, you know, I have 2 mats, one in the front and one in the back. The one in the front, it doesn't say nothing. In the back it was saying, welcome to my home.
Roger on that, yeah. Yeah, I got 3 of them, actually, so that's what I reported.
You heard that guy, he had one with a keyboard?
No, I didn't.
The guy came out, he said, he's got one, he's got a keyboard. I laughed. What the heck is a keyboard? I never see one.
Yeah, I heard a couple of funny ones out there with the guys with the guns are pointing at you when you walk up versus welcome.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hey, to me it's an ugly day today, huh? No sunshine. And it's not raining, but there's no sunshine at all. And you know what? That 10 meter, it was nothing on there, on that 10 meter.
Yeah, Roger, on the no sunshine. Yeah, it's kind of gloomy today. A little bit warm, that's good. But, yeah, I was on a 10 meter. Looked around there this morning. It was pretty dead. I heard a little bit of activity on a 20 meter.
Yeah, I was on that, too. It had a few people on that 20. I was on the 42. It was about 3-4 people. I didn't go that far, but it was about 3-4 people. They were coming loud and clear, though.
Yeah, that band's pretty open right now.
You know, that 40 band, I used to hear all the all these different countries on that Drake. And also you can hear like a radio stations from a Middle East.
I noticed that I come across a couple of the radio stations. It's pretty cool. Yeah, if you could understand them for sure.
Yeah, you're right. If you can understand them, you're right about that. Some of them is hard to understand, but some of them speak half English, half the other world, what they had. And I heard that, back to 2020. That's what I heard, those stations like that.
I got on that 91 pod group, made a contact in India this morning, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that. I really do. I'm going to call Dino and find out from him. How do you do it?
You got to get, 390 set up, right?
I think he's got to look at it and find out. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, Jack, we'll chat at you later there. I'll be listening. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Okay, you take care and have a good day. I got to do a couple of runarounds maybe. I gotta go get my peppers and hot peppers and eggplant and all that good stuff. I'm gonna go out there and get me a couple of those Amish tomatoes. They're good too, so I'll be so busy today too. But if it rains like that, I don't think I'm gonna go out there. But it's not raining. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WRZP544, Sheboygan County. Bob, radio check, please.
Copy that, 944, WSIG 817.
817, I sure appreciate that. I'm, of course, off the Sheboygan repeater. May I ask what repeater you're on, sir?
Yeah, I'm on the Saginaw repeater.
I appreciate it. It seems like I finally got this thing tuned in properly. All right, my friend, thank you again. You be safe out there. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitor on your final, sir.
Yep, can hear you loud and clear, 944.
Seven. 544, station 544, WRZP
48. WRZP 544, what do you think, Jack? Is this any better on this end?
You sounding good. I don't know what radio is that. Is that the handheld?
The UV32, great reviews, put it on the meter, it does what it's advertised. However, as I said, I was only picking up intermittent words throughout a conversation. I finally got this sucker programmed last week. I can hear your entire conversation, Roger.
Well, I don't know. You were talking and you were fading out too. Sounds like it's background noise.
I am outside with the HD and it is windy, but I hate to think that mic is that sensitive, but I'll see if I can do anything with the old background noise.
Do you have a Nagoya 771G?
Say your last check.
Do you have a antenna? 771G Nagoya.
It came with one. I'm on the stock antenna it came with. I'll swap it out here in a little bit, and we'll give that a try, Roger.
Yeah, Bob, those antenna comes with, they not act. They are good for radio, but, you know, they're not going to give you the best.
Roger that. I've got a couple of Nagoyas laying around here that I'll throw on there and make sure, like I said, we'll come back here after a while and see if it makes a difference, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, the antenna comes with it. It's okay. Not bad, but it fades out a little bit. So that's why. All right. We'll talk later. Give me a shout. WIUG48.
I appreciate it, Jack. Thank you much. Have a good day, brother. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the network.
WRUG 488. This is WRFK 359. Yankee, how to copy?
Yes, Robert, are you on 625? Because I'm on 675, and I don't know how my sounding out.
Well, you sound terrible. You got a lot of static in the voice, and when you talk, it cuts your voice off a little bit. It sounds really bad. It sounds like you're overdriving the mic.
All right, Bob. How about now? I'm on 625. Is that any better?
A little bit better, but you still have a little bit of static when you, your audio.
What an ugly downside, huh, Bob?
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to break up out there. But I don't know, because it's where I heard thunder about a couple hours ago. Your voice improved too, so got better. It's still got an overcast sky, and it's the grass is still growing a lot, though.
Robert, I don't know why. Is that going to be like all day, Robert?
I don't know. I haven't watched the weather. It's not now, but I turn it off. I gotta go get me something to eat. If I watch the weather, then I will be able to get myself something to eat. Yeah, I bought a radio, a walkie-talkie, but I haven't sent it back because there's one button on there to change it from plus to negative. It would work for some reason on a channel, but it would work on some other ones, but it wouldn't work the ones I need. So I sent it back, and I'm waiting for my return one. I supposed to send the last one back. I did it, and they both sent me replaced it. So.
Now you got a new radio, or you send it back?
I had a new radio. I bought me one of those kid radio, because I got cataracts, and the radio I got now, the walkie-talkie, the screen is so small, I can't see it. So I got me one with a bigger screen, and I like the features on it too. It's got a the police Roger beep on it. It's got the ones where I can't transmit on it because I don't have my license for it. But you can put ham channels on there and talk on it and a bunch of other stuff. And it's really small, too.
What's the name of it, Rockwell?
No, it's, Kid Radio. Kid Radio. Something like that.
Yeah, Rockwell's got a good radio.
Radio H3.
Yeah, that's the one.
They are very good. Anyhow, how you doing today?
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for the sun to come out. Looks like it's trying to down here. But, how's it up there?
It's a little bit gloomy, and it was a little bit of blowing, not much really blowing, but just a little bit, and that's all. It's very gloomy here. I don't know if the sun's going to come up or not.
Yeah, I wish it would. Dry that grass up. So I can get somebody to cut it for me. But no, it's funny, the back grass is growing better than the front is. But the front is growing, not too bad. But all that dandelions, it's taking over. They grow better than the grass does. Good part, WRFK 359 for identification purposes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Robert. Hi, Robert. I got back out of here a little bit. I got to go get something to eat like you. I haven't ate nothing yet. We'll talk later. Yeah, have a good day. WIG 48.
before you go, Jack, I switched my radio a while back to medium. Does it make any difference?
Where? To media?
Medium power. I switched it from high to medium. Does it make any difference?
Robert, that walkie-talkie, you put them on high. 20-watt radio, you go on medium. The 20-watt radio. All that handheld, on high.
I'm on my B-Tank 50-watt. I ain't got no handheld. I'm on my mobile station.
And leave that medium. Leave that. You don't need no more medium on that radio. Believe me, I got the. I'm talking with you on that 50 watts, and I'm on medium. I never put it on high.
Okay, that's why I got it on medium. Because you figure I'm only like 33 miles from the computer. I'm not in a car trying to taggy tower at work. So, all right, I'm back out of here. Have a good day, and WRFK359 with Clearwood, WRUG488. We'll get some lunch.
Robert, leave it on medium. Don't put it on high. These repeaters out there, they're all good for medium, not for the high. And you'll have a different voice if you put on high. You don't need that. You take care, and have a good day again. WIUG 48.
WSIA 776 monitoring. Copy.
WSHW 556, sounds like somebody accidentally hit their alarm button.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy.
WSCI 783 base, go ahead.
ETA 5 minutes, copy.
Copy, DN5, WSCI 783, I'm clear after you.
WSCI 783, mobile, out.
WSFZ 793, back monitoring.
BM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSCI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
WSFF 330 mobile and monitoring.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WSDJ 347 monitoring.
WSGG 772 monitoring.
WSHI 815 monitoring.
Everybody
monitoring.
WSD 793 monitoring.
Yes, monitoring. WSD 792
monitoring.
He is out there this afternoon.
WSD 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring frequency.
Let's keep it going. WSDJ 347, how's everybody doing?
He's doing great.
Everybody's monitoring.
Let's see if we get any more rain out there.
I could use some. This way I don't have to water my wife's grass where she planted her grass seed.
The less grass growing, the less you got to cut.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Especially with our new lawnmower she had to have for me.
Gotta make it look all pretty. Gotta look nice for the neighbors.
Yeah, roger that. Gotta keep up with the Joneses, I guess.
Gotta get mine looking good like the neighbors, but it'll take a little longer, a little bit at a time. There's some weeds I'm trying to get rid of, and a little landscaping to do. Just a little bit each day. I guess I'll catch up one day.
Yeah, roger that. That's what we're doing, a little bit at a time.
We'll take a standby here, listening with everybody else, see who's out there. It's going to be WRNW 329. We're going to be clear and listening for now.
Roger that. WSDJ 347. This is Joe. We'll be monitoring too, like everybody else.
WSGG 772. Shelby Township monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring Saginaw County.
WRZP 544. How are you today, sir? I'm quite a ways from the receiver. I'm in the side-by-side out in the Disney River.
WSAI 620, radio check, please.
It's working. WSDJ 347.
I'm in the side-by-side on the east.
We'll let y'all go. We'll do it again later.
WRPS 211 monitoring.
SHW 556 mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202. WSEU 202. What the hell was it, man? WRZP. WR. 544. How about it, Sheboygan Bob? You out there? WRZP 544. Go ahead, Jeff. This is Scott down here in Roseville. I kind of forgot your call sign there for a minute. It kind of had me stumbling.
Sorry, I thought I heard Jack's call sign. What's going on, my friend? Excuse me, WRZP 544.
I just walked in the door, man, and turned this thing on. Thought I'd give you a wave. See how you was doing. I ain't heard from you in a while.
All systems go here at the LZ, so I'm still living the dream. Things are turning green and upright and healthy. How about you and your children?
Yeah, you're coming in a little unclear today for some reason. We're all doing fine down here.
I won't. Something's funny with the repeater up here. Not sure what it is. Nothing's changed. But it's all good. We'll try again later off the old base station there. And take care. And always a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bar.
All right, Bob. We'll talk at you soon. WSEU 202, Scott down here in Roseville. Talk at you later, buddy. Thank you.
WSGU 844, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Hello, Chad, WSGU 844. How's it going, bud?
Hear that. Hello, Sherman 844, WSBM 993. Doing pretty good. How's things going your way today?
Oh, just got off of work, so yeah, it's better now. As long as I don't have to fight too much traffic, I'll be good.
Copy that, my friend. Copy that, my friend. It's been a busy day around here. Lots of accidents today. Traffic's been real heavy. Police, fire departments all over the place. It's been really crazy today around here.
Roger that. You monitor all that stuff?
Not really, not too much. I just see it live in action most of the time when I'm out driving around or whatever. I follow it on Facebook and stuff like that, but I don't really have, like, a scanner or anything. It's something I'm eventually wanting to get eventually, but just mostly on Facebook posts and, you know, local news media posts and stuff on Facebook and just, you know, seeing it live in action when I'm out driving around, you know.
Roger, roger. Yeah, broadcastified from Radio Reference. They have the streaming stuff of Genesee County, and I think that's where you're at, right?
Negative, Saginaw County.
Roger that. Okay, yeah, Saginaw. I think they have a live stream, if not mistaken.
About to look into that. Is that like online or something? And what was the name of it? And is there any charge for it? Is it free or is there a charge for it? And what? But we have to Google it or something. But what was the name of the app or the name of the website?
Yeah, it's off of Radio Reference. It's on, but it's Broadcastified. Is the company the app that streams all the Michigan. That are available, public safety communications, and yeah, just look into Saginaw County and check it out. Yeah, it's cool.
Hear that? Yeah, I'll have to give it a shot and check it out and see if I can, you know, listen to it or whatever. And that, yeah, that's cool. But yeah, Sherman, thanks for reaching out, my friend. Definitely good talking to you. Good hearing from you again. Safe travels out there in the traffic and on the road today. You enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening or afternoon, and we'll definitely do it again, my friend. You take care. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Hey, roger, roger. Yep, good talking to you, buddy. And safe travels to you, and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. And, yeah, we'll talk to you again. WSGU 844, and we'll be standing by.
WSBC 462, mobile and monitoring.
copy, USDM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSID 7817 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSID 817 monitoring.
Last station, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile.
WSDM 993-1 monitoring.
Hello, 993, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 page out there, WSDM 993 mobile. What's going on with you, my friend? I hope all is going well for you. Hope you're doing well. You on the road, or you at home, or what's going on with you tonight?
Just got back into town on my way home.
Roger that. Back to work tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah, I hear you, my friend. I hear you. Other than that, that's pretty much about it, man. Tuesday evening, rainy. You know, it is what it is. But appreciate you reaching out to me, man, and saying hello. Always good talking to you and hearing from you. And we'll definitely do it again. Be out driving around here for a little bit and heading home myself. But take it easy, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll definitely talk soon. WSDM 993.
Almost home myself, and go in, take a shower, and pass out. I've been on the road all day and out of this nasty rain. Actually, have yourself a good one. Be safe out there, and we'll definitely talk to you again. We'll be out and about in the morning, so we'll probably catch you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We are clear.
WSID 817.
Good evening, 817 WSDM 993, copy.
Copy that. How you been doing today? I've been waiting to get on the air to tell. I have a special personal announcement. I took my operator's exam and passed today.
Are you talking about your exam for your ham license?
Yeah, I should have specified. I apologize. Yeah, for a ham license. So I'll be banging off of the ham repeaters as soon as I get my call sign.
Roger that. Definitely. That's great, man. Congratulations on that ham ticket. You're still going to be talking on GMRS, though, right? You're still going to be talking out here?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've got a few radios, and I've got them tuned to different frequencies, so I'll still be listening in on this one, probably talking more on this one, too. I feel like GMRS is still pretty new to me, so I'm still getting used to it, still, you know, learning the lingo as it is.
Copy that. Well, congratulations on your ham license, technician class license, I'm assuming that you took for your technician license. And that's wonderful, man. It's always good to have more people out there in the ham radio world and in the GMRS world, so community, as they say. So that's wonderful, man. I'm really happy and proud for you there, my friend. That's awesome. So when will you officially be able to transmit on the ham frequency? Are you just waiting for the call sign to come in or them to send you the call sign?
Yeah, that's right. I took the exam online through a Zoom meeting and passed it on the first try. They'll submit the paperwork probably tonight or tomorrow morning, and then it usually takes about a day to get a call sign.
Copy that. Well, that's great, man. That's awesome. Definitely. All right, man. Well, yeah, thanks for reaching out to me again. Always good talking to you and hearing from you. We'll definitely do it again. You know, just give me a holler anytime or whatever. It's always good to talk with you. This will be WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring.
Copy that, 993, WSID 817 monitoring.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
How's it going, Jack? I took my ham operator's test today. I don't know if you heard that. I was just talking to 993 WSID 817.
You passed the text light test.
Yep, that's right. I passed the test today. I'll probably get a call sign tomorrow or Thursday. So maybe I'll be listening on some repeaters that you're on, too.
Yeah, a lot of funny repeaters out here. Really, you like that anyhow. I like that. That's why you don't see me too much on GMRS. I'm on a different radio. I have my Yaesu on a 10-meter. I go on 220. And I go on 2-meter. And I go on 70 centimeter. Roger
that. I don't have any fancy equipment or anything, but I did put an order on, it's a Baofeng, I think it's a UV32, the 10-watt, you know, ham radio.
They got, what is that? Is that, what they call that? Hold on. Is it Bluetooth?
Yeah, it's got Bluetooth and GPS technology. You can link it up with your phone and program it that way instead of having to use a computer.
I see what you're saying. Well, all these radios, they do 2 meter, 70 centimeter anyhow.
Yeah, it's definitely super useful, super very interesting information. I spent part of the day today on Repeater Book and a couple of the other websites to get a bunch of... I programmed like 400 some stations into my current ham. That's a UV5R plus setup. So once I get my call sign, I'll be pinging.
That the one that got big screen or small screen?
I think it's like a 2-inch screen on it, give or take like 0.1 inches. You know, it might be, you know, 1.9 inches or something like that.
Got you one by 4 inches. There is out there, 4-inch one out there. If you want to know what it is, I can tell you.
I don't need a real big screen. The one on, even the one on this GMRS radio is big enough, but, you know, it's always good to have more information.
I have about four of them, a big screen, which is good to see, you know what I mean? And sometime, now I have one, you can see it in the sunshine. When the sunshine outside, you can see it.
Yeah, that would be really useful. I mean, I don't mind blocking it from the sun here and there. So I'm still new to the hobby. So, you know, maybe I'll get a different radio in the future. But I think the UV32 will definitely suit my needs, at least for the near future.
If you put that, you know, the program by your hand, it's better from what they call it, from a scanner with your phone. I know what you're saying. It's easy way. I buy that too. Really, I like it. But I like to, you know, make my own frequencies. You know what I mean? The one I want to talk. You know, instead of the frequencies. You know, some of them, they're not even here, close by you.
Yeah, I believe that, yeah. Like I was saying, I don't feel the need to get a super fancy radio right off the bat, because I, you know, it's like you need a crash course on how to run these things initially anyway.
You'll like it, and how long is it going to take? What's the name of that company, by the way?
It's a Baofeng UV32.
The company you went with for tests.
Okay, gotcha. I cannot remember the company. There was a group of people that all had they had different credentials, ham credentials. They all had their call sign. There was a group of proctors. And I think they were based out of Idaho, and I can look up the call sign if you are interested, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Oh, I'm saying because I have a friend, good friend that you work for. Let me give you the name. Like 7MX, something like that.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, how's your day going?
Very good. How about you?
I can't complain other than the rain. I had a relatively easy day at work today and was just constantly distracted by picking up more radio facts as I explored how many repeaters are out there. It was kind of eye opening to see how many repeaters are just in the state of Michigan.
I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, you think you're going to try to go on the digital repeater? That radio is not going to work unless it's going to be digital radio.
What station is that? I don't understand what you're telling me.
There's about 119 digital repeaters out there. And that radio that you want me bought, I don't think it's going to work with it.
It's not going to work with what station?
There's analog, I know, I'll explain to you. There's analog and there's digital. That radio is analog, it's not digital. And analog. There's radios out there, they are digital and analog.
I see what you're saying now. So, I guess that's something to look into. So, like, I'd have to look into the difference between an analog and a digital radio.
Because, you see, you got your license already, like I am. You know what I mean? So I like to have digital and analog radio. Same time, which is I do. I got two of them. The one I'm going to talk about right now, that I got one as a handheld.
Gotcha. So, I mean, are most radios are just analog radios and they're not digital, even though they have the digital encoding, you know, programmed into them?
They're all analog. They're not digital. Unless you find one that is out there, they call it DMR. DMR. Look at DMR and the analog. And that is a good one.
All right.
Moved around a little bit. I couldn't understand nothing.
Sorry about that. I stepped into my garage to go look at my phone just to look at different DMR radio models. I don't know. I'll look into it more, Jack, and I'll fill you in on what I find out.
It's up to you. I'm for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're already going to have your license, so you might as well get one of these. I have one. When you get your license, let me know what mine is. I'll tell you what's mine. I don't want to put it on the air.
Yeah, sure. I should be getting my call sign on Thursday, and I'll see what I can do about... you know, getting a DMR radio.
Look at Amazon. They have them. I got mine from Amazon. And it's good radio. You know what else? I don't know if you know that or not. You can, with that radio I have, I can talk to ISS. You know what the ISS means?
Yep, the International Space Station. I wanted to do it just because, but I didn't even start looking into what it would take to do it. And another thing I'm curious about is some satellite operations, too.
Yeah, mine is a handheld, and it's 10 watts.
Gotcha, Jack. Well, I'll look into the DMR radios next, and I'll follow up with you another time. But I think I'll let you go for the time being, and let's clear the air and see if anybody else is out there. But I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Jack. I'll be clear after your last WSID 817.
Hey, no problem. You take care. We'll talk again. Don't worry. I'll teach you. No problem. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. WSCI 847 WIUG 48 copy WIUG 48 clear 48 WSGH 922 48. Sorry to give you all that headache.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to help you.
You know, what a ugly day today. It's just a gloomy out there, and it's getting dark. Can't hardly see anything.
Yeah, I know. It was raining here a little bit ago, but it stopped.
Yeah, it was here too. It was raining, and it stopped right now. I don't know. The whole week it sounds like it's going to rain in here. I don't know about by you there.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, off and on. Did you get my text on that net?
Oh, I didn't get it.
Oh, I just sent you information on the East Coast Reflector Net. It's a tech net going on right now.
I just seen it. No, I don't have that on. What is it all about? The same thing in the morning?
It's about technical questions. People have questions about various things in amateur radio. And they had a buy, sell, and trade area portion of the net.
I didn't think they have one this time of night. Probably next time, anyhow. Is it too late now?
It's still going on right now.
I know, but you think it's worth to listen to it right now?
No, it's pretty much wrapping up now.
Is that like every night or just every day or something like that?
It's every Tuesday. I'll send you the lineup for the week.
Okay, thank you anyhow. I didn't know they had one this time of night on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the East Coast Reflector, and it's linked to the Detroit GM one.
That's why. All right, that's good. I might get in there too. I don't know yet, but the guy, he cracked me up when he said he's got a Mac floor mat keyboard.
Yeah, that was funny.
Never see one. I mean, I go all over and see the mats for the house, but I never see one at all.
Yeah, I got that net working through my Yaesu now, so I didn't have to. I figured out how to do it through the YSF link.
Oh, that Yaesu is a good Yaesu you got out there, that 991. I don't have them. I don't know. Mine it maybe do, but I'll find out anyhow in the future.
No, 710's just all HF.
It's not digital at all. Yeah, I see that.
The hell of a radio you got there.
No, you know what? I was listening to that 20 meter. Unbelievable. From here to here, people out there on the 20 meter. And on the 10 meter, hardly anybody. I heard very weak couple of people on 10 meter.
Yeah, it's been dead. It's been dead for almost 2 weeks now.
You know what? Even yesterday when I talked to the guy from Yezu, he was telling me, he said, it has not been on at all, the 10 meter, because I was telling him I want to set up my 10 meter, Yezu 710. He said, we cannot set it up. I said, why? He said, that 10 meter was dead for past 3-4 days.
Yeah, you got to get your general license. I think I might have to start studying.
Yeah, because I really want to go on that 20 meter. 20 meters worth of. Then don't forget, you got to have more money to spend out there.
You got the radio, just got to put up a wire.
You're right, you got the radio, you can go out there and put a wire in, be enough, yeah. To throw it on there. I don't have too many trees. That's another problem.
Yeah, you only need one, really.
Yeah, you know what? The one you're talking about, it's always in the front of the house. Not right now, but tomorrow I'll take a picture and show you. It's right there in the front of the house. I don't have no other trees around.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe it'll work.
Yeah. Anyhow, how am I sounding good? Am I sounding good on this 625?
Yep, you're sounding just like the old Jack, for sure. Loud and proud.
You're saying Jack in the Box?
Detroit Rock City.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. A lot of people got a crack out of that. I have that Brian, he always get a crack out of that when he hear me out there.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure.
Oh, Greg, I didn't make it. They gave it to me. When I saw somebody, no, don't go nowhere. This is good, this is good call sign. All right, no problem. We'll keep it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd keep it. Save yourself $35. Then you can go buy that logbook.
Yeah, that's another thing, that logbook, yeah. I don't think I'm going to get the logbook right now. Unless there'll be too many when I get the other license. I might go for that, but I wouldn't go for that either for a while, you know, because it's not going to be too many people. I don't know how they got 242 people out there. I don't know what they were. They probably heard me out there on that GM.
Yeah, you'd be amazed. People look you up, for sure.
Exactly. Let me back out of here for a little bit. I'll call you back later anyhow or tomorrow. We'll catch you later. WIAG 48.
Okay, Jack. We'll chat with you later. WSGH-922, we're clear.
WSGI-847. WSGI-847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSHW-556, clear.
Station 556, station 556, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSTY 438 on the band.
WSIE 375 monitoring.